Start recording. Okay, today is a bit of an experiment. I'm actually live. Just check that I am live on Twitch, and also I'm streaming live audio to Anchor. Now, topics today I'm going to cover are the rest for life, 5 days live, which I'll tell you all about. Talk show with Stevie Knight, which is today. It's the first episode. And then the World Cup. So those are the topics for today. And I think, first of all, Rest for Life. Now, you may well be familiar with the Rest for Life. It's run by Cancer Research in the UK. And it's a race for women over 5 or 10K destination. And you can pick the town or city you actually want to do the run in. And this year, Katie and her daughter, Angelica and her daughter Katie decided that they would actually do the Rest for Life in Oxford. Now, the Rest for Life starts at 10 o'clock, and in the blazing sun, Angelica and Katie set off to do the 10K, which is 6.25 miles, which is quite a distance, really, in the hot sun. So what do you do while your partner is actually doing a 10K? Well, of course, you tour the sites of Oxford. And Oxford is one of my favourite places to visit. It's the home of many universities and the Bodleian Library. And there's always something to do and find. And with Darren, I actually went out to the museum today on that day. And we spent half an hour in the cool in the museum. And then I went out exploring on the circuit that Angelica and Katie were running, but in reverse. And it was a splendid day, followed by lunch in Oxford. And of course, the proceeds from the race actually go to charity. So it's always a worthwhile event to actually get involved in and to watch. Second thing I want to talk about today is a new initiative. It's called 5 Days Live. It's a training program which will run from the 6th of August to the 10th of August, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern. And I'm very fortunate in having, counting amongst my friends, the following people who are actually going to take part in 5 Days Live. RJ Redden, who's all about messenger bots. Annie Moura of repurpose.io. Erin, who's a good friend, broadcaster, and Linda too. And then David Burrows, he and I do a show live on Mondays. And Cheryl is, well, another good friend. And Brigetti and I do a show on Fridays. And I'm completing the lineup. So that's 8 people who will provide training on the technical aspects of live broadcasting, on camera confidence, on show planning, show promotion, cross-posting, and repurposing. So those topics will be covered over the course of 5 days. You're welcome to join us as a guest on camera and to ask your questions. We'll be releasing a fuller program in the next week or so. And if you've got any questions about live broadcasting, then it's a great time to ask, great time to get involved. That's 10 a.m. Eastern, August 6th through to 10th, and look forward to seeing you there. My next topic today is something new. You should always push the boundaries, and I was approached by Stevie Knight, who lives in Colorado, about a talk show on Tuesday, because I put out a request, would anybody like to co-host? And Stevie said yes. So at 12 p.m. Eastern today, Steve and I will go live for the first time on BeLive.tv, and anything can happen. You're welcome to come and join us and ask your questions as usual. Join us on camera and get to know more about Stevie, more about Live Video Hub, and more about live video. And it's going to be an interesting show, and I look forward to seeing you on that. Now, it would be remiss of me not to mention the World Cup, football in the UK, soccer in the US. And, well, 3 weeks ago, if you said England will be in the semi-finals, then most Englishmen would have said, oh, yeah, that's not going to happen. Well, after 3 weeks of sparkling football, because they have played exceedingly well, England are in the semi-finals and are playing Croatia tomorrow. And if you're interested in football at all and you want to go and cheer England on, then watch the World Cup tomorrow. I will be cheering them on, of course. And I'm going to make a prediction for the score. I'm going to say it's going to be 1-0 to Croatia. Now, my last prediction was that England would beat Sweden 2-0. Do you know what? They did. So I'm hoping that that's an omen and that England win on the night and then go through to play in the final, which will be on Sunday. And the last time we won the World Cup was in 1966, which for me is in living memory. I know where I was on the day that they played. I was in London, now in Wales. And I remember coming back on the bus and reading the World Cup magazine, as it was then. So 52 years since we actually won it. We could win it again. By the time of my next recording, you will know whether we have. I'd like to thank you for listening to my podcast. If you have any questions at all about any aspect of live broadcasting, then please do ask them. And I'll see you on Facebook on belive.tv in the coming days. And don't forget, today is with Stevie Knight.